You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Rex Harriman, the accused Long Island serial killer. Well, the feds are back in his basement. This time, Asa was not in town. But again, they're back in his basement more than around a year after the last raid that took place. But why are they back? That's the question everybody's asking. Here to discuss, defense attorney and host of the podcast Defense Diaries, Bob Motta. So yeah, why were they back?
They had to have gotten a tip.
Yeah.
Because, look, I mean, they're not going in on the same warrant, right? They had to go in with new probable cause. And just so our audience knows, like, with you have to go in with specificity, with probable cause, what you're searching for.
Yeah.
So we know that they had designs on something, whether it's relating to the search that they had done a month prior, where they found the buried lockbox, whether there was something in there that led them to this. There's something that existed that gave them the probable cause to go specifically look in that basement for something, you know, and was it a hidey hole? The guy was an architect.
Yeah.
Like we can't assume like, and even though they did a very thorough search the first time, that doesn't mean that like this guy didn't create some kind of labyrinth and had some kind of like torture chamber where he did his bidding. I mean, who knows?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, that's immediately where my brain went, you know, like, I'm like, oh my God, like what, you know, did they find a hidey hole or are they looking
for? I mean, like BTK, almost like they just dug up one of his last year.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, was there something that, I mean, and the fact that this place, I mean, it was a hoarder house to begin with. When they went in, it was a hoarder house. So I can't imagine as an investigator, it's already difficult to find things in a clean house. But to try and sift through something like that in a reasonable amount of time, that can't be an easy task.
Like amazingly difficult.
Yeah.
And gross.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've been in a hoarder house before, and it's not a warm and fuzzy feeling.
You know,
it's gross because there's shit everywhere. They have animals. They typically don't pick up the feces. Mm-hmm. It's like a nightmare scenario. So, you know, getting in there, but that's like kind of, it plays into the vision of who you think that the ogre is, Rex Huerman, just like this warped dude. But, you know, he's got his wife living with him.
Yeah.
Like, where's Asa in this whole thing living like that? Like, I don't, the whole thing is just weird.
That doesn't add up to me. I'm not saying she's innocent.
We've always kind of been on the Asa might be involved train, though, you and I.
But she wasn't there when this raid took place. Do you think that was done on purpose by the authorities, like keeping tabs on her and going, okay, we know she's going to be out of town on this date. This is the day we should go in?
100%. I'm not so certain that they didn't get tipped off by the documentary people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we were talking about that months ago when she signed that deal. Like, I was like, look, man, you know that their motive behind doing this documentary is to get her. They want a Robert Durst. Of course I killed them all. Yeah. Moment. Yep. You know, they want that hot mic shit to where she let slip with something. You know, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I mean, we got the lockbox. We've got this awesome documentary going on where she's doing a lot of talking and we're not knowing what she's saying. And if they caught wind of her saying something, they're like, and she mentioned something in the basement or she's, you know, retelling a story, you know, like, cause they're definitely asking her questions.
Yeah.
You know, did you know anything was going on?
Yeah.
You know, like those are going to be the questions that you want to like that an audience is going to want to hear the answers to. Right. Cause that's the only thing that we're thinking about. Like, what does she know? Was she involved? Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit about Asa Huerman's like background.
Yeah.
I want to know if she knew what was up and if she was involved. That's like, and that's what all of us want to know. Mm-hmm. No one cares about her childhood growing up.
Yeah.
Like they're going to force feed us with that shit, but it's all to get to the stuff that we want to know, which is, so they're asking her a lot of questions. They're going to be asking the questions like they asked, like Carol, like she, like Gacy's second wife, they asked her when they were investigating, like, did you know? And she's like, well, I knew he was strange. Like, I didn't know that he was doing what he was doing, but I would hear him in the garage at all hours of the night. And I thought that there was one time that I heard screaming coming from out there. You know, it's like, she's saying these things. And like, I have to imagine that Asa's like having the same kind of conversations in this documentary, and maybe something tips them off. Like, who knows? And the question then becomes, is it relating to the cases that they've already charged them on?
Yeah.
Or is it new cases?
Yeah. That's the other question. Know? Are the documentarians under any sort of obligation? Should Asa say something while they're filming this thing that looks rather incriminating, not necessarily to her, but to him? Are they under any obligation to go and raise their hand to the investigators and say, hey, you might want to see this?
Absolutely. I mean, look, attorney client. Well, let me just put it like this. Documentarians are not lawyers. I've got attorney client privilege with my clients where I can't say anything.
Sure.
As to crimes that they committed in the past. If I'm made aware that my client is going to be committing a crime in the future and they tell me about it, I'm obligated to tell law enforcement. I can't sit on that.
Sure.
Like, that's not privileged information. That doesn't fall under the shield.
Yeah.
You know, I if I am aware explicitly of something they're going to do, like, oh, my client's going to rob a bank this Saturday, I'm obligated to break privilege and tell law enforcement about it. I can't let innocent people get killed because of my privilege. So there's not, even if there's an NDA, like between both parties, like we're not going to say anything like that, like human life or an investigation into murder is going to supersede that. Like no court of law is going to slap any producer on the hand for, you know, breaking an NDA because they've given law enforcement something critical to an investigation that may solve a murder. You know what I mean? So it's like I wouldn't care. Like if I'm doing the doc, you know, and I know that they're investigating and I can give some family, you know, cause like that's what happened with Robert Durst.
Yeah. You almost want it if you're the documentarian, like, let's get this pot stirring if that's your ultimate goal.
Well, and they like, and interestingly, if you watch the second season of The Jinx, which just dropped, like the first episode is that the documentarians had that hot mic situation. And like, they didn't tell the prosecutors that were hot for him, like hardcore, that they had it. They made them sit there and wait until it dropped on HBO. And like the first scene is like all the prosecutors and the people that are going after Durst sitting in this room. Like, and when the hot mic thing happens, they're all like, oh my God, like, can we use that?
Yeah. You know? And then Rob's like, on the run.
We can use it. Yeah. You know? So it's like, which I thought was shitty.
Yeah.
Like I just did. It's like, I get the concept of them wanting to hold it back, but it's still like, if you can move the needle on justice a little
bit. And these are
like
human lives. It's not all entertainment. Yeah. So one would have to wonder if that's where it came from as well. So many questions. I'm sure we'll continue to learn more and more about what they found as time goes on in the drama of Rex Heuermann.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.